The money that the government recently announced of $171 million was to help shore up the gaps that exist for the COVID pandemic. There's been a need for additional money to pay for staff retention, additional staff for surge workforce, and they've also put money aside to help with bereavement and grief counselling and increase the number of visits and audits from the regulator. All of these steps are, I guess, are important to help the aged care sector be better prepared and to better manage the current outbreaks. The amount of money is not enough to address the systemic issues that existed in aged care before the pandemic, and I think that the money that they've allocated they would have needed to have spent anyway, so that the announcement really is quite hollow in itself and I think misleading to the public, that this money isn't really extra money, but money that would have had to be spent, that families that have lost loved ones from COVID were always going to need additional bereavement and counselling services. So saying that they've put money aside for that really is not that helpful. They've put money aside to communicate better with families, and they've put aside, I think, a small amount of a couple of million dollars. That's something that should have been already happening, and if it wasn't, then it needed to happen anyway. So that money is not extra money to do things better. It's money that had to be spent anyway.
So what are some of the gaps in the funding?
Well, I think that the major gaps in the funding really go to having many more people with good training to work in aged care, having money and support so that you've got extra personal protective equipment and that you're able to run training scenarios in homes, to have them practice what an outbreak would be like and to see whether they're prepared. Money should have been put aside to coordinate a much more detailed national plan and to work out the policies and guidelines for areas such as how to be humane when you have a lockdown, what the policy is about people going to hospital, whether you need additional beds or other aged care facilities which are available should you have an outbreak, where you can house people, so where you're able to separate residents that are COVID positive than those that are not infected. You have more support for general practitioners and the public hospitals to support the homes.
So how effective do you think it will be in fixing problems in the aged care facilities?
I think that the money that's been spent will help a little bit. I think that particularly in Victoria, with the community transmission rates going down, the number of outbreaks will go down and people will draw the wrong conclusion that this money helped control the outbreaks in aged care facilities. So what we know is a lot of money comes out of the sector that goes into the pockets of private providers and others. So a lot of money in profit-taking occurs, and if that money was reinvested in care of the older person, that would make a much bigger difference than this $170 million that's been offered.
And how do you think people in these aged care facilities are feeling right now after the announcement?
So I think if you think about the residents, that they might be a little surprised. In terms of the aged care workforce, they will be sceptical that the money is going to come their way and it's more likely to end up with the providers. For the providers, they'll be worried that $170 million is about 1.5% of the total annual budget that the Commonwealth puts into aged care. So it's really a tiny fraction of what's spent over the year. I don't think it's going to be a big help, but no one ever turns money away if it's been gifted to you. But we shouldn't think that this amount of money is going to make a substantive difference.
So how do you think the money will impact the aged care sector in the long term as they deal with COVID-19?
I think this money will have no long-term impact. The money is entirely focused on shoring up the failures that have occurred in managing the COVID pandemic, and that money will disappear very quickly, and there will be no lasting effects for the aged care sector beyond, I think, the next 3 to 6 months.
So what would you propose instead be budgeted by the government to help the aged care facilities in the sector?
Well, I think the question is bigger than how much money the government gives. The question should be, are we getting value for money as a taxpayer, and are residents getting what they have paid for? And at the moment, we don't have financial transparency. A large proportion of the owners are private and do not generate annual reports that are submitted to the public. Residents are assessed based on their level of disability, and the provider gets a set amount of money per day for their care, but the resident isn't told how much money that is, and the resident is not told at the end of the year how the money that the provider got for them was spent on themselves. So the person doesn't actually know how much money they've been funded for and doesn't know what was actually spent. I think if we've got better financial transparency, we would have a much better sense of what was needed. The Royal Commission today released a report saying that additional money was needed into aged care, but it's nowhere near what people think is needed. And that's because the issue of profiteering from aged care, inefficiencies in aged care, mean that a lot of the money that the government puts in every year, and it puts in over 13 to 14 billion a year, is wasted or is taken off as profit. And if that money was used for the care of the resident, then the system would actually be a lot better and only a little bit more expensive.